Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Shire's here. John's back. He's a senior security expert at Sophos, and there are folks who know all about technology, especially the security part, and he's here to give us a report on the state of cloud security this year, 2020. John Shire, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. John joins us all the way from Toronto. Hey, John, the cloud, when I sort of, to some folks you were coming, I said, you know, I asked the rhetorical question, are you in the cloud? And I'm imagining some people, you know, shaking their head, and I called them out, and I said, of course you're in the cloud. If you plug anything up these days, you're in the cloud. And of course, some of us are in the cloud like everything you have is in the cloud. And you can't get away from the cloud these days, can you? If you live in modern society, you can't get away from the cloud, even if you're only on Facebook, right?
That's correct. And so I like to say the cloud is the artist formerly known as the Internet. It's really everything that we've built thus far that interconnects us is really what we refer to as the cloud. You know, the Internet was something that was, I think, more niche and less accessible to most people around the world. Mm-hmm. And now what we have, this broader internet, this very interconnected thing that you mentioned, Facebook, but just all the services that we consume, anything that you have, as you mentioned, in your house that might have a network connection. So, you know, your thermostat, your smart thermostats, your smart light bulbs, those all connect to the internet or the cloud.
Your smartphone. What do you think updates your apps every day? So, remember, folks, that, You probably still have resident software. You may even download Windows but Office or whatever. You know, you still have installed programs many times. I do too. But if you think about any kind of power that you use, any kind of processing, any kind of connectivity, any activity at all that you do, that you don't have something residing on your phone or your computer, that's taking place through the power of the cloud, isn't it?
It is. So really, if you look at some of these smart assistants, right, the Siris, Alexas, Google assistants of the world, most of that is relying on the cloud back end, right? Mm-hmm. So they can respond to some very basic local queries, but for anything more complex than what time is it, it's really going back to the cloud and using the machine learning, the artificial intelligence back there to process that query.
Which in those particular examples is where I have the most problem, because in those cases, in Alexa's case, for example, the cloud doesn't go back. The processing doesn't go back to the cloud. It goes back to Amazon. And in the other case, whatever the other one's name is, it doesn't just go back to the cloud. It goes back to Google. That's where I have a problem. But that's another show. We'll have to talk about that another day. So let's talk about security. Now, you guys did quite a bit of research on the security in the cloud. And it's a little troubling. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we asked a whole bunch of companies of varying sizes and all over the world and in different sectors. Just basically, we wanted to know what was the state of the cloud in their organizations. And we found that, you know, about 70% of the organizations that we surveyed were hosting some sort of data or a workload. So a workload could be maybe like a database or something like that in the public cloud. And of all the organizations we surveyed, 70% had experienced a security incident in the past year.
Wow.
So, you know, we're talking almost three-quarters of the people.
What would be the least example of a security threat, security event?
I guess the least example is maybe somebody who discovers a password to a very unprivileged account. I'm struggling to think of something that's not serious, because to me, everything in cybersecurity is serious, right? But somebody who maybe discovers, I'll give you a good example. Somebody who basically discovers, let's say, an open directory on the, you know, on one of your servers out in the cloud that contains unprivileged and unimportant data. So maybe, I don't know, something like your coffee order for that month, that kind of thing, right?
Right.
That to me is really not that serious. But then, now the wheels are turning. I'm thinking, well, does it have your account number on there? Does it have your address on there? Does it have a contact information on there? Right? Now I can start building a profile on you, and I can maybe fish you for some additional information. So there's really no such thing as a non-serious security incident.
Right. Well, that's the reason I asked the question. I'm trying to imagine what that would be like. If a breach is a breach. That's once they get the camel nose under the tent, it's all over, isn't it?
Yeah, because you haven't really lost anything at that point. They haven't stolen anything from you. Or they have not.
But they're
taken away your ability to produce whatever it is you're doing. But yeah, they're in. They've got that sort of toe in the door. And maybe it's just a matter of time before they go even further.
And I want to point something out, folks. If you allow somebody, if you click on something on an email, and you allow people, allow the bad guys to get into your machine, and they hold you ransom, that's not cloud. That's not a cloud breach. But if your website gets compromised, or if you're Facebook page gets hacked, or your Twitter page gets hacked, that is a cloud breach, isn't it?
Yeah, those would be considered cloud breaches. But one of the things that we found in that survey, where almost three quarters, you know, had a security incident, is half of those security incidents were ransomware. And the fact is, right now, the cyber criminals, ransomware in the cloud.
Not just your network, not just taking over your network.
Correct.
Or your computers. So they would hold you ransom for a capability that you have in the cloud.
Correct. So the cyber criminals are largely uninterested in your computers these days. Like so,
right.
The, you know, your laptop, my desktop, these kinds of
right.
things. That's not where the money is. They're going after the servers. And so, and where do the servers live? Well, they live in your data center, or they live in the cloud. And so that's what they're going after.
Right.
And that's where they're putting ransomware these days.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, tell us about Sophos real quick.
Yeah, Sophos. So, you know, we're a global security leader in security products, and we basically focus on just security. So we'll be able to protect you against all the network-borne threats, all the other threats that attack, you know, the traditional computing platform.
And you got a lot of small business products?
We absolutely do. So we have the products for any and every size of organization out there, and we're really optimized for small business. We make it really simple and easy for you to use all the same software that the big guys are using, so the Fortune 50 companies. We put that in your hands. We democratize that technology, make sure you can use it too.
Sophos. Quick break, right back with John Shire.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.